Day 4. Number 1. With the towering number of people injured in the tsunami, Indonesian hospitals are being forced to turn away patients. The Germans, Pakistanis, Chinese, and Singaporeans have sent medical teams to help out with the situation. Other countries have been busy donating supplies and money to the affected regions. Experts say that the tsunami would not have been so devastating if early warning systems had been in place. Number 2.
Tourism is the main industry in many of the hardest hit regions. As aid begins to flow into the devastated areas, experts are assessing the economic impact of the tsunami. The Asian Development Bank says the scale of this disaster is colossal. In fact, in Thailand, most of the casualties were foreign tourists. Only time will tell how soon tourists will make their way back to these sunny beaches.
Number 3. Drought and locust attacks last year wiped out crops in thousands of villages in Niger. This famine has killed thousands and threatens millions more. The United Nations says this could have been avoided had the world stopped and listened 8 months ago when alarm bells were ringing. To prevent such incidents from reoccurring, many organizations are calling for help to the richer countries to share their wealth with the poor. However, such appeals remain unanswered. Dictation for Day 4. Listen carefully and write down the word in the blanks. Number 1. With the towering number of people injured in the tsunami, Indonesian hospitals are being forced to turn away patients.
With the towering number of people injured in the tsunami, Indonesian hospitals are being forced to turn away patients.
Number 2. The Germans, Pakistanis, Chinese, and Singaporeans have sent medical teams to help out with the situation.
The Germans, Pakistanis, Chinese, and Singaporeans have sent medical teams to help out with the situation.
Number 3. Other countries have been busy donating supplies and money to the affected regions.
Other countries have been busy donating supplies and money to the affected regions.
Number 4. Experts say that the tsunami would not have been so devastating if early warning systems had been in place.
Experts say that the tsunami would not have been so devastating if early warning systems had been in place.
Number 5. Tourism is the main industry in many of the hardest hit regions.
Tourism is the main industry in many of the hardest hit regions.
Number 6. In fact, in Thailand, most of the casualties were foreign tourists.
In fact, in Thailand, most of the casualties were foreign tourists.
Number 7. Only time will tell how soon tourists will make their way back to these sunny beaches.
Only time will tell how soon tourists will make their way back to these sunny beaches.
Number 8. Drought and locust attacks last year wiped out crops in thousands of villages in Niger.
Drought and locust attacks last year wiped out crops in thousands of villages in Niger.
Number 9. The United Nations says this could have been avoided had the world stopped and listened 8 months ago when alarm bells were ringing.
The United Nations says this could have been avoided had the world stopped and listened 8 months ago when alarm bells were ringing.
Number 10. However, such appeals remain unanswered.
However, such appeals remain unanswered.